Hey everybody, it's Shaman Sisterson, and you're listening to the Meditations and More podcast brought to you by Earth Mama's Apothecary and littleshaman.org. That's me, Little Shaman. Today I want to talk to you about truth and narcissistic people. The truth can sometimes seem like a foreign concept to pathologically narcissistic people, so I wanted to talk to you about that on the show today. Narcissistic people have a different relationship with the truth than most people. For most narcissistic people, the truth is whatever they feel it is. For pathologically narcissistic persons, feelings are often understood as facts. They are considered truths rather than just as feelings, which are neither right or wrong. Because of this, the truth of the narcissist often changes with their mood. This is why they can seem so sincere about something, and then an hour or a day or a week later, the situation is totally different. They may have meant what they said at the time, but when their feelings change, so does their perception. Things that seemed good are now perceived as bad, and vice versa. This is often interpreted by the people around the narcissist as lies and dishonesty, which is understandable, but in reality, it's that their truth is not consistent. Now, that's not to say that narcissistic people never tell blatant lies. They do, and it's pretty common, actually. But they also have a very flexible relationship with the truth, even when they're not intentionally lying. It changes frequently for them, and often it seems to be whatever is most believable for them at the time, depending on how they feel. For example, when they're angry or upset, it's easier to believe bad or negative things because these things validate their feelings, and their feelings validate these things. Whenever they're not angry or upset, it's easier to believe good or positive things, again, because these things validate their feelings, and their feelings validate these things. This can be very hard for people who are not narcissistic to understand or to deal with. For most people, the truth is not all that flexible. It's generally fact-based and doesn't change just because somebody's feelings change. For instance, most of us have reasons we don't trust somebody. We can cite actual things they've done that have caused us not to trust them. Maybe they've been caught in a lie, or they've been proven to have stolen things, or something like that. Because of this, we have determined, based on facts, that they are not someone we're choosing to trust. And that's usually how it stays. We don't trust this person implicitly one day, and then suddenly suspect them of all manner of dastardly deeds and soulless motives because we feel insecure about ourselves the next day. This is illogical and unreasonable, but it's the way the pathologically narcissistic person's mind works. This is made even more complicated by the fact that when their feelings change, the old truth sort of goes out the window with the feelings. They live in an ever-present moment of now, and whatever they think right now, whatever they feel right now, is how it's always been. It can be extremely frustrating to deal with someone who insists that their feelings are facts. "I feel your motive is bad, and therefore it is impossible to argue against. It's impossible to counter that. It's illogical, and as such, logic and reason don't work against it. You can show them tangible proof, and it's not going to matter. People are confused by these accusations, and they're upset that their character is being called into question this way, especially when it's for no logical reason. This can be doubly confusing because this is also usually someone who just yesterday told you that you're the best thing that ever happened to them. One day they love their job, the next day it's the worst job they ever had. One day they hate peanut butter and they always have. Next week they like peanut butter and they don't know why you think they don't like it. Explaining to them why isn't going to matter. Reminding them of what they said in the past isn't going to matter either. What their feelings are now is what the truth is now, and that's it. That's all it is. Dealing with the narcissist version of the truth is not just frustrating, though. It also leaves people unanchored, with no security and no safety. How can you believe anything that comes from someone whose truth changes with the weather? How can you build anything, do anything, or plan anything with someone who could at any minute decide they never meant any of it and simply abandon everything, including you? How can you ever have any peace in a situation like that? It's simple. You can't. You can't be a family with or a partner to someone who does not understand what truth and honesty really are. You cannot be a family with or a partner to someone whose feelings are so unregulated. This is all further complicated by the fact that many narcissistic people also lie intentionally as well, sometimes continuously. It can be maddening trying to figure out which is which or what is what, but the truth, the real truth, is that it doesn't really matter. It helps with understanding why this behavior happens, but in practical terms, regardless of whether it's an intentional lie or a temporary truth, you can't believe it either way. You can't trust it, and you can't build on it. If someone cannot foster security and safety in relationships with honesty, there can be no trust, and without trust, there can be no relationship. I hope this clears a few things up for you. As always, I look forward to your comments, questions, and suggestions, so please keep those coming. I do take appointments now, online and over the phone. If you're interested in scheduling an appointment with me, you can visit littleshaman.org and click the bookings tab to go ahead and do that, or you can follow the link that's in the information section of this video. If you're interested, give our sponsor a visit, Earth Mama's Apothecary Premium Cannabis Extract and CBD Oil. You can do that at earthmamacbd.com. There's also a link in the information for this video as well. You've been listening to the Meditations and More podcast brought to you by littleshaman.org. That's me, the Little Shaman. May the Great Spirit bless you and have a wonderful day.